AP News for Friday, January 15th. I'm Tim McGuire. President-elect Joe Biden outlines his plans for a nationwide coronavirus vaccine effort that will go far beyond his call for 100 million shots in his first 100 days in office. One part of the plan, use an existing federal law.
The Defense Production Act, to work with private industry to accelerate the making of materials needed to supply and administer the vaccine, from the tubes and syringes to protective equipment.
Biden says he wants thousands of additional vaccination sites, from pharmacies to stadiums to gyms and community centers. And the states need to know how much and when they'll be getting their vaccine supplies.
Right now we're hearing that they can't plan because they don't know how much supply of vaccines they can expect and what time frame. That stops when we're in office.
A number of governors are angry with Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar and the Trump administration after promising the release of all the reserve coronavirus vaccines, then failing to deliver many of those doses. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers.
It was a slap in the face of the people of Wisconsin. And frankly, I have no idea why they made that claim when they knew it wasn't accurate.
Evers and the other governors had increased their list of people eligible for vaccinations at the time based on the information supplied by the federal officials. The United States leads the rest of the nations of the world in pandemic deaths, 390,000, as well as infections, 23.4 million people. More than 84,000 people have died in this country in the past month, another record. Globally, according to the Coronavirus Resource Center at Johns Hopkins University, more than 93 million people have been infected, and at least 2 million have died. This is AP News. Washington will be pretty much locked down for Biden's inauguration.
It's usually a festive event here in D.C., Americans arriving from all over and cramming the National Mall.
This year will be significantly different.
Police Chief Robert Conte III's city is essentially locked down amid what the Secret Service's Matt Miller calls a very concerning chatter online after the Capitol riot.
We cannot allow a recurrence of the chaos and illegal activity.
There will be roughly five times as many National Guard members here in D.C. as there are U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. Most of the National Mall is closed, and the inauguration ceremony itself will be smaller than usual. That disappoints House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Obviously, we're excited about nominating a new president of the United States.
But she says what will not be different is the oath Joe Biden takes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.